This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're listening to Lather Talk with your hosts, John Shea and Gerard Gustilo.
Hey, listeners, welcome back to a new episode of Lather Talk. So glad you tuned in. This is John, aka Lather Hog, and with me, as always, is my co-host, hey, Gerard Shaves. What's up, Gerard? How's it going?
Doing well. Good to be here. Good to see you again, John.
Yeah, good to see you. I think just to have a little bit of buffer, we had the entire cast of the Canadian Mafia show last episode. If you haven't checked that episode out, it was our first roundtable, and they're just really a really cool, funny group of guys. So be sure to check that previous episode. It was so fun, and we hope to do some more roundtables in the future.
We survived it, definitely.
We survived it. We talked about ice cream. We talked about shaving, and everything in between.
The important things in life.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of important things, thanks for the segue. Shout out to our patrons. Patrons, thank you so much for supporting Lather Talk. If you want to help out the show financially, you can go check out the Patreon over at patreon.com/lathertalk. Again, that URL is patreon.com/lathertalk. Also, you can just support the show in other ways that don't require money. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit that like button if you're enjoying this show, and consider becoming a subscriber, and don't miss out on any new episodes or other content. Also, if you're listening, if you're watching and you're into the whole social media thing, you want to share your experience. We'd love to kind of see our listeners, viewers enjoy the show. So if you snap a screenshot, put it on your Instagram, Facebook, or whatever, be sure to tag us, and we are happy to reshare that, because you never know, maybe a family member, another fellow wet shaver, might learn about the show, and we could gain a new listener and, come into their lives in that way. So these are all ways to help out the show. So thanks for listening to the spiel. Let's keep on going. Right. Hey, Gerard, do you know what's around the corner that I didn't realize?
Sixty-nine.
Oh, episodes. Okay. All right. I guess a couple of things are approaching. Yes. So, four years, I believe, like our four-year anniversary is coming up.
Yes.
Episode 69 is coming up. I guess I have to.
Nice.
I have to plan ahead and.
Oh my God!
Listeners, if you have any clean suggestions of how to celebrate episode 69, let us know. Drop us a message.
The cleanest thing we could do is just avoiding it altogether and just going from 68 to 70.
That would definitely make like some group of listeners like super sad that we just totally skipped it. I won't do that to you.
So terrible. Yeah. That should be like our raunchy, That should be like the raunchy, like shave stories and stuff like that.
Maybe there's a really good guest or guests for that episode that we can bring in, and it'll be like, we'll label the episode explicit and can just have a grand old time.
Oh man, Lord help us.
Ideas. Yeah. I think we got something brewing here. Well, no, actually what I was thinking of, Gerard, is as you draw towards the end of the year, that's where a lot of like award shows come up, including our own. So the Lather Talk Awards, we probably should start planning for it, as far as like, you gotta get nominations and all that. And granted, there's still a few more months for, stuff like will carry over Best Artisan, I think Best Best Scent and Witch Shaving. Those are kind of some good ones. Best Razor.
Rookie of the Year. Or yeah. New Artisan, New Art.
I mean, same idea. Yeah, Rookie of the Year / New Newbie. Best New Newbie.
Gosh, I'm more excited to see what the new updated AI trophies will look like.
Oh yes, AI art is just everywhere now. Whether it's you're making fake yearbook pictures of yourself and posting it, I think we are. Let's open it now, right? I say, why not? Let's go ahead and open up submissions for the Hoggy, which is just what we affectionately call the Lather Talk Awards in different categories. If you want to submit, you know, and of course we're going to display, I'll do it in post-production. We'll show our previous winner. I think we're just going to add on to it. I don't want to remove it. I'm just going to add more images of AI generated hoggies. Well, I don't know. Do you feel any strong way one way or another, Gerard?
No, I don't, but I can, like I said, I can just imagine what a year has done to the technology of a Lather Hog AI generated trophy.
Yeah, I seem to remember with the submissions last year, like AI has a hard time, like how they hold how the piggy, or even I think when we try to do examples of humans, like how to hold the razor onto the like and actually doing a shave with it, a lot of times it like melded into the, like, you know, like real nightmare fuel. The razor's like going through the cheek, not in a bloody way, just like as if it just like T-1000 itself, like liquid metal altogether.
A year is a long time for some progress, so we can only cross our fingers and hope.
Yeah. So let that be. Yeah, that's the official call for submissions for the Lather Talk Awards, because we can let that go, you know, as we need to do other things, organize
baby.
Yeah, I think so. This is kind of just a reminder for you, Jordan. We can talk behind the scenes about which categories we want. I think to keep it, I don't know if we had too many categories last year, but I, you know, obviously, like kind of keep it simple is a big thing. And then if we have people vote on, or sorry, like the nominations in the categories, I think if we have, you know, like too many categories, it just becomes unwieldy. So we'll review what we did last year, see what we want to keep, kind of maybe trim some stuff or update some things. And get that out to you guys.
Sounds good.
Any early thoughts about Lather Talk Awards? Like tweaks, changes, anything like that?
No, I mean, it's. I think it's going to be interesting compared to last year. A lot has happened.
Expand on that. What do you think of some major factors going into that just will affect this year? Yeah.
I mean, we definitely have some new people, you know, like in the hobby, but a lot of people have closed up shop. And, you know, I think that's going to be a very noticeable hole, you know, in terms of just people and in general and stuff like that.
That's true. People have left the scene. Plenty of people have come onto the scene too, as you said. I think people's buying patterns too. I mean, we know, you know, wallets and purses have tightened a bit. So I think when it comes to opening up nominations, I'm very curious how that goes. Or, you know, do we see the same familiar faces come up at the nominations? Because kind of like who's kind of tried and true, I would expect at least to see some, you know, some votes for them.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
So that remains to be seen. But I'm definitely looking forward to it. I and like Gerard mentioned, really looking forward to what you guys come up with, how you can use AI as a tool and help us come up with the new Hoggy for.
Dude, it's going to be like some anime furry with just some big knockers and this giant Hoggy head just shaving everything in a weird French maid outfit.
Wasn't that one already?
Oh, if it was, I missed it.
There, something to that effect, like a sexy hog.
Sexy hog.
Going for, yeah, I think that was tongue-in-cheek was put in. Maybe that's why, if we go back into the archives / the disc, the Lather Talk Discord, we'll be, dig it up. Okay, next thing on the agenda, recent acquisitions. And I know Gerard has, I don't know, do you want to go first or do you want me to kick it off?
No, because I know you've had some pretty big acquisitions, you know, lately and stuff like that. No, nothing crazy. I got, it actually hasn't arrived yet, but I have a brush that is supposedly en route, Declaration B16 knot, 28 millimeter knot with a dogwood handle, that'll be on its way. And then I recently, a new to me item, it's not a new item, but it's a new to me item.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's another brush from, it's a full brush from Declaration Grooming, 28 millimeter B5. Very nice. Very, very nice.
Which pour was that one?
Which pour? It was the dark amethyst pour. So like a purple swirl. Yeah. Mm. Purple, like charcoal swirl.
Some good, some good brush pickups there. Any software or still kind of just chugging along with what you got?
I think I don't even know the last software I got. I'm really trying to just kill stuff.
more power to you, man. I still like, I've slowed down. I can definitely say I've slowed down, but I still got still got stuff here.
Yeah, I'm going through stuff. I'm probably gonna be like, you know, I sold a couple of things already on the Lather Talk Discord. That's Lather Talk Discord.
Link below.
Shameless plug. But yeah, not like just really enjoying. Just like I feel like I'm in a good place where I'm not just thirsting after stuff.
That's good.
I mean, it's one thing to purchase it, but it's like another thing for it to kind of just sit on the shelf, you know?
Yeah. Right. Or chasing the dopamine hit of new stuff, right?
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's other things that can, that have maybe replaced that, but we'll see. I feel like I'm in a good spot with that stuff too.
Nice.
I think I told you, I think I told you because I got into cameras.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I figured you were talking about camera gear or actual, just
Yeah. But no, I'm good with that. Thank goodness.
Well, I can share mine. Mine are all razors, and it kind of, I think it got kicked off like after a nice kind of a quiet season in the summer, chance to regroup. So I got the opportunity to help preview and kind of spread the word on the launch of the Blackland Osprey, which is a adjustable stainless steel razor. A very cool design inspired by Taipei 101. It towers. I'm Taiwanese. Parents immigrated from there. That thing kind of won my heart right away. But it actually but legitimately shaves well and very, very usable. The 4 setting of 9, 4 of 9, is kind of my sweet spot. And that's, you can shift the weight too by like popping out this brass weight inside of the stainless steel razor. I don't know which I like better. I'm still trying to figure that out. But with the weight, without the weight, they're both good.
Have you thought about going on setting 9 and just doing a 1 pass?
I did. So yeah, in my testing, I did every setting at least 1 pass or half pass. 9 was too much. That was too. I was very careful. Like, that's great, but like, man, I felt in all the testing, my skin felt very raw. So I kind of like took a break. Like, you know, like the next week was only like 2 shaves or something like that, just to let everything heal. So
you went back down to 2.
Yeah. Or no. Or I just use like really mild, like, you know, like a Carve Overlander or something, where I know it's like super mild, familiar. But yeah, I mean, I could have stuck with like a 1 or 2 because that is very gentle, I will say. Very, very usable. So it made me a believer in modern adjustables, because I think up till now, the only ones I've used are, was it the Rex Ambassador? Is that right? The Rex Ambassador. I haven't tried the Rex Console. And I'm now a little bit curious about trying to borrow one, as well as a Tatara Muramasa, kind of like two other, you know, major competitors as far as price wise. And I know there's like the Pearl Flexi and some other lesser priced adjustables, but we'll see. But it did make me more curious about that style razor. The other two razors I got are not adjustable ones, but they're ones that also pique my interest one way or another. One's a Razor Rock Game Changer 0.76. So I have the 0.84. Sometimes it leaves my skin a little raw, and the 0.68 was too mild, and I sold that a year or two ago already. So early test, 0.76 might knock out the 0.84.
There you go.
So it's kind of early in the process, but it did real good. It did real good. have you tried that one?
I have not tried the 0.76. I do have the 0.84, and I enjoy that one a lot. So
yeah, I might have to let you borrow it, and I don't know if you have any qualms about the point. Like, the 0.84 is all good, but I hadn't been reaching for it much. But I think if I replace it with the 0.76, it would be part of the regular rotation.
What is the regular rotation? The regular rotation of 13.
No, like my default to would probably be like my top three, top five. So like the Blackbird Titanium, the Carve Overlander, and I kept trying like those two, like for sure, right? And like the number three spot, it's kind of, there might be a tie with some other ones, like I love the Vector, Rockwell 6S, which that's again credit to you for encouraging me to go that one, and even like the Mercur 34G, because daddy likes some bling. So I gotta get my gold Mercur 34. Those are kind of all tied in that, you know, like 3-4 spot, but yeah, these other ones could definitely play. 0.84 kind of fell down a bit, as like I said, sometimes it just didn't feel as good afterwards. So
who knows? We'll see.
Yeah. And last but not least, the third razor I got was the Razor Company stainless steel razor. Great in hand as far as like weight and whatnot. And I tried the aluminum one before, but I just don't like aluminum razors. So that's not really news. So it's nice to have the feel, the performance of, we were just mild but efficient with more weight. So those are my three, and they're all razors, and it's, I don't know, I'm gonna have to make some choices for either like when it's list time to do top five, top 10, and what makes it. But one and two are firmly locked in.
If you're looking for a cool place to hang out with traditional shaving enthusiasts, come on down to the Lather Talk Discord. Share your shave of the days, mail calls, or talk about your favorite hardware or software, and just about everything in between. Once again, that's Lather Talk Discord. Check out the link below.
Okay, so we got our recent acquisitions out of the way. Let's move on to kind of our main topic of this episode, which was kicked off by something that Gerard had pointed out to me one or two episodes ago, and that was travel. In particular, there's a Sharpologist article that came out back in June of this year, 2023, titled TSA Changes Its Carry-On Razor Policy. And, primary appropriate, I think. I think Mark, who runs Sharpologist, wrote that article, had done some traveling himself. So you got the straight answer right from multiple TSA agents. Basically, the short version is, despite the official guidelines that you look up on the web saying that, you know, a safety razor is okay in your carry-on as long as it doesn't have a blade, that is actually not the case. And that's what that article tackles. In fact, they are authorized to confiscate the razor, your safety razor, from your carry-on, whether or not you have a razor blade. So I did not know that. In general, anyway, I usually, when I travel, for bigger trips, so I just check everything. So it's not usually an issue for me, but that's, did you run into that problem personally, Gerard, or was it just that you, you had heard it kind of through the grapevine, what was going on?
Personally, in the past year, I had not, but even before they changed their policy, it was pretty much a matter of, it depended on which airport you would go through. Mm-hmm. It was under the discretion of whoever the whatever the TSA agent, you know, has gone through. Because I've accidentally taken blades on in my carry-on and they never caught it, right?
Okay.
And so, you know, where it's just like, I just put my stuff through and then all of a sudden I go there and I just see like in a loose pocket, you know, like a single blade. And I'm just like, oh, they didn't catch this, right? But just because I've heard of just the inconsistency, depending, and it doesn't even matter if it's like TSA here in this in America, it, you know, whatever the security, you know, airport security is at internationally, yeah, they can, it's really up to their discretion.
Yeah.
So I want to say the past couple of times I've flown, I've just brought a cartridge razor with me. So I just don't even want to, I do not even want to deal with stuff, you know, like with stuff most of the time. And I am a carry-on traveler predominantly, okay, as much as possible. You know, if I have to, like, if I absolutely have to, I'll check something in. But for the most part, I really don't prefer that. And so, yeah, my travel kit is essentially a synthetic brush, cartridge razor, and I tend to bring soaps, not creams, because there's, depending on who you ask, is a cream a liquid or is it not, right? And if it's a liquid, it has to be under 100 milliliters or 3.4 ounces, and yeah, it's just like, I just don't like dealing with thinking that much about things, you know. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of just where I've gone with it. I'm not surprised that they changed it, you know, to, I don't even want to say changed it, but they've clarified it, because that's what some people would say, like, oh, our, you know, I understand blades aren't allowed on in your carry-on, right? But, you know, if I have a razor, why can't I bring it? There's no blade in it. It's not going to harm anyone. And
right,
that is absolutely correct logic. You know, an empty razor is not going to do anything like that. But, you know, we just have to understand that we are the minority. You know, those of us who choose to travel with a modern safety razor, vintage safety razor, if we use a brush, if we, you know, stuff like that, we are very much the minority. And it's just easier for them to not think about us. So they make this change. If you do want to bring, you know, like all of your goodies, then just check in your bags. That is the way to do it. You can bring your blades, you can bring whatever, just check it in your bags, because what's, you know, just don't put yourself in trouble, or, you know, don't make such a big deal out of something that's really pretty insignificant.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, I think my main, like, my main mantra or like strategy behind it all is like, don't pack anything that you're not willing to lose or have stolen. Don't pick like something very special, like a birth year vintage razor, or like, you know, your father or grandfather's razor. So like, leave that at home. You never know what might happen. Same thing with, I don't know, if you want to bring software and whatnot, like soap. I usually want to pack lighter anyway. So like traveling with a shave stick or cream or something like that is usually a little easier. But we also have put out the call to the listeners to actually share their tips and stories. And I think it echoes a lot of what you were talking about, the whole like, don't pack anything that you don't want to lose thing. So I just want to share a few of these. First one comes from Caleb of Aylesworth Razors. And he says, I travel frequently for long stays internationally and always bring at least half dozen luxury razors, brushes, and artisan soap sets with me. I always get checked at security, but I've never had anything lost or confiscated. I found the best method is to be upfront and transparent by putting all of my razors out of the bag and in the security bins and informing TSA that they are there. I've even had a few agents be curious and ask where they can buy one. Just make sure all blades are out of the razor and in your checked baggage along with all software and frags. And of course, bring luxury items in your carry-on. For soaps and liquids, anything over 50 ml goes in checked bags or it will be confiscated. So I know Caleb's a seasoned traveler. He's been all over the place, you know, previous guest, friend of the show, and a razor maker. You know, he has his own brand of razors too. So yeah, it seems like just... don't give TSA a hard time and don't be like, oh, try to hide, you know, like hide it through, be shifty about it. And then when you get caught. So, Kayla, thanks for sharing that. Thanks for the tips. Gerard, do you mind reading the next one?
Yeah, this is from R. Salavi. Salavi. I lost my Overlander in Cancun. Learned my lesson not to bring a nice razor on vacation. That hurts.
Sorry, Robert. These next few are from our Discord too. Again, Lather Talk Discord. Free to join. Links in the description.
Yeah, Overlander is a beautiful razor. From what I'm, you know, how I'm reading it, he just happened to lose it while on vacation. He didn't even lose it through TSA.
Oh, good point. Good point.
And if he did, either way, like it's really lousy. It's just, you know, really unfortunate. But I want to say, because I brought stuff with me, I think I actually did check in my bag, though, when I went on my honeymoon. Mm. I went to Puerto Vallarta, and I remember bringing stuff. I remember bringing stuff. I'm pretty sure I brought a razor, an actual safety razor. Mm. But I think I checked it in, so I had blades with me, and I didn't have to think about it.
Yeah, right. Like carry-ons, really, when you just want to be more careful, and in some of the you know upcoming tips and whatnot, there's some other strategies if you just want to kind of forego that altogether. So this next one, we can just alternate from here, Gerard. One comes from F. Halden Frank, also on the Discord, said, "I learned that lesson at the cost of my Vector. Getting a travel razor is an opportunity to find and try some vintage razors. I use a Schick Krona, which is a great razor. I think I paid $20 for a like new condition."
That's crazy. Losing a Vector, like losing an Overlander, losing a Vector. I'm like,
I know. My heart goes out to you guys.
It hurts. That hurts.
Yeah. It's a hard way to learn that lesson.
If I remember right, did that? Because I had a Krona and I think I sold it. I may have sold it to him.
Oh, to Frank?
Yeah, I think I did. I sold it to someone, and I'm pretty sure I did.
In the Discord.
On the Discord.
Oh, that's funny.
So, and I should have gotten a new one, like, you know, and stuff like that, because that's a great, you know, twist open razor.
I've never used that one.
I mean, it's not anything like super crazy. It's not anything super rare. But yeah. It's a very, very nice twist open razor, you know, gets a job done.
Okay. Dependable.
Yep.
And inexpensive, being the key word there.
So here we go. Next one from Bilu. "I learned all liquids have to fit inside a small plastic bag. So all of the PIF sets that I brought to Maggard's became just PIF soaps because they took all of the splashes."
Oh, man.
I mean, but that's the thing. Like,
yeah.
I've known that. I mean, you know, it has to fit within, like, I think a quart size bag. You know,
yeah.
Like I said, 100 milliliters or 3.4 ounces for us. But that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, I don't know, you know, and that's the thing. Like, yeah, when you do the carry on, that's the other wishy-washy thing. Like, is a lotion a liquid? they usually will say yes. They'll say like lotions, soaps, obviously shampoos.
I've definitely heard hair gel. Yeah. Like shave soaps, some of them are really soft, right? Like Cropes and whatnot. I definitely heard people have those confiscated. And this is like years ago from just like Facebook groups or whatever. So gotta be careful. Gotta be careful there.
Yeah. Yeah. If it, and if it's a soap, it has to be under, you know, because most soap tubs, you know, are around 4 ounces. You have the Sterling tubs, they're normal tubs, which are 5.8 ounces.
Right. Right.
You know? But I mean, Sterling's a hard soap, you know, all things considered a hard soap, but yeah, like you could have, you know, it's not even the cream, right? But like if it's in a container and it says 4 ounces or more,
yeah,
at their discretion, they can just be like, nope, can't have it.
Yeah. Dangerous substance. It's unfortunate. You know? Yeah. Okay. The next one comes from Nuggets. He said, my first safety razor, the Makura 23C, got stolen out of my carry-on. Not sure at what point, either security checkpoint or during gate checking.
That's crazy. I
mean, sad. First razor. Sorry, Nuggets.
Like, how quick does a person have to open something where they're just like, oh, this thing in particular, you know, is worth taking a look at. Just silly. With that said...
Yeah,
23C is the cheapest razor that's been confiscated on this list.
Yeah, at the very least, but still, it hurts, especially if you have any like emotional attachment to it.
Especially clearly, if it's your first one.
Yeah, you never forget your first, right?
It's sitting in a warehouse in Alabama, or it's shaved some guy's like nether regions.
Oh gosh. Let's move on to the next one. On that note,
there we go.
You want to take that?
This is from Zeke Hall, 1975. Sounds like it's more of a tip. So take only this. Is what we said before: take only what you can afford to lose. Blades always in carry on, or I think he meant always in check-in. Or mail ahead / purchase at your destination.
Yeah.
It helps smooth things if you pull your razors and place them in a tray along with your personal effects. It makes it easy for the TSA agents. Yeah, I mean, it's good, but I don't know. You could do everything right and you just run across the wrong person.
Yeah, yes, because it's the article again, it just says like it's ultimately at the discretion of the TSA, and that's kind of true in general for this is the you know the price of safety and security.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like if you're doing like a lot of travel, if you kind of just have, you know, one of those, sometimes you just have that vibe that, you know, and like you'll get through, sure, you'll get through probably 100 times, 1,000 times, just takes one time for you to like ruin your day.
Yeah, that's true. You can have
ruin it. Yeah.
Sorry.
So.
Bummer. So sad. All right. You know what? There's two left. The last one's a little tricky. If you want to read this.
Kind of.
I can take care of the engineered shave one if you don't mind.
Okay, so
reading Matt Asian.
So is it Matt Asian
or Mike? Yeah,
Mike. Yeah. So Matt Asian says, since I don't travel with my gear, I look around to see if there are any places that I'd like to try and get a haircut or a shave. I've been lucky and I haven't worried too much about it. So this is a really good tip. I think so. I actually tried doing this when I visited you a couple of years ago,
you did.
But I didn't make it. I didn't make it back in time. But
oh yeah, that's like, right.
Sometimes, you know, like when I go to somewhere new, I will scope out on whether I want to get just a haircut, you know, and stuff like that. And sometimes they'll do like the fresh shave, you know, like the other sorts of treat, like hot towel, you know, treatment and a good fresh shave and stuff like that. Definitely haircuts, you know, like are I think are a good thing to good, a good thing to like kind of splurge on, you know, for yourself when you travel. But yeah, I don't know. Like I've had, you know, straight razor shaves or like they usually use a chevette, in most barbershops. But for me, I feel like I get a closer shave just shaving myself. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, that's just me and stuff like that, you know, and that's the other thing, right? Like you, maybe you say, oh, I want to pay for that service. And he comes in with it and it's like, yeah, let me just, yeah. You know, you're like,
oh, the shaky hand.
No,
nope. Pass.
Not happening.
Yeah. And you know, too, this maybe like, I think this is a good kind of alternative. But the other thing too is if you're just going for like a weekend trip or, I mean, I know everyone's, excuse me, I know everyone's beard growth is different, but you know, there's a reason there's like vacation beard. Like this is a wet shaving podcast, true. And we're enthusiasts and whatnot, but also you maybe just don't need to worry about it. If you're at a resort or something, just enjoy your time. You know, if you're with traveling with family or loved ones, just enjoy the time. Don't worry about the shave and take care of it when you get back. So we got one last one, and this comes from Engineered Shave. He says, certain nations get picky about shipping alcohol to the country, so the best solution I found is to make do with a post-shave bomb in a tube, which is 3 ounces or less. He recommended Prix de Provence number 63 aftershave bomb, as well as Edge Plus cooling post-shave lotion. So he said, with either of the above, you're under the TSA 3 ounce fluid rule, and these aren't that expensive to acquire. So if they're lost, you aren't out much. So yeah, that kind of addresses the whole, like, oh, is it liquid? Is it, you know, is it something in between? So as long as you can, it fits into that plastic bag, it's under the 3 ounces. And bomb too, it doubles as moisturizer, right? So again, kind of packing less instead of like doing a splash and a bomb and a this and a that. Just kind of keep it simple. So I like that tip.
Yeah. I realized that, like, you know, I'd mentioned some of this stuff in my little kit. I do have like a small bottle of Thayer's witch hazel.
Oh, nice.
I have the facial toner. I think the one I have is lavender right now, but like they sell it and they have it in unscented as well. And I think if I'm correct, you can reuse those bottles. You can refill those bottles. So if you have like a big, you know, like witch hazel or whatever, you can, you know, just refill it and stuff like that. And you're good to go. And it's like very small, like maybe like 1 ounce, 1.5 ounces. It's pretty small, but more than enough for like a trip and stuff like that.
Yeah. And I don't know if anyone explicitly mentioned it too, but like if you're traveling, like, you know, if I know most of our listeners are in the US and you're traveling within the country, you can always pick up stuff at a local pharmacy or big box store too and just get it there.
Oh, fragrances.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about fragrances, like no, definitely don't take a bottle with you. If you do not take a full bottle, then do not.
Glass bottle.
Don't do that to yourself. Don't do that to anyone. That's not good. It's not good common sense. Okay. It's not sensical at all.
But Gerard, I want to bring my entire bottle of Creed Aventus with me on my trip.
You want to buy your giant decanter, you know? it's not even like a,
the
like
flacon, right? I think the cylindrical, like, yeah.
Exactly. No, you're just going to rig it into like a bottle, like, you know, just to a water bottle. No, they have spray atomizers that are travel friendly.
Right.
And so, and they usually have like, it looks like a small funnel. And what do? You just like, you know, like take your fragrance, whatever it is in, and you just spray it maybe like 10, 15 times. And you'll get like half an ounce and it'll just funnel into your little, you know, to-go fragrance and you're good to go. Right. And again, if it breaks, it's only half an ounce. It's not a full, you know, multi-$100, you know, like bottle and it ruins everything else in your luggage.
Yeah.
That's the way to go. Like I happen to have a lot of fragrances and a lot of samples. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'll just like do that. I'll just like grab a random bag and be like, okay, well, yeah, whatever's in here, I'll figure out what I want to use.
Yeah, I'll do that with fragrances as well as like some shave stuff. Sometimes the little sample tubs or whatever. Although then you need to like have a bowl to scoop it in, and then like, oh no, that's like maybe creating more work. But yes, like if you already have like prepackaged sample stuff for travel, that's a great use. It's already ready to go for you. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I had any other additional travel tips, because I feel like the ones that are submitted from the listeners were kind of covered most grounds. Maybe with the whole carry-on thing, this is when you're less scared of losing the razor, but people would recommend shipping the razors ahead to your destination. You know, that's just a lot of work.
Why?
I mean, you remember, right? Why? Like that's an often like repeated tip. Like
someone's gonna say, "Oh, it never arrived at my destination," or or they didn't hold it for me at the front desk. So it ends up getting sent back home or getting lost in Chicago, because that is the butthole of the U.S. Postal Service.
The black hole.
Yeah. Black hole, butthole, same thing. It's awful. Yeah,
same difference.
It stinks no matter what.
Yeah. Actually, I guess in light of the TSA change, don't worry about mailing the razor blades ahead.
No, I just don't know. I just would not do it.
I think that's a wrap on the listener travel tips and stories. But if there's a tip that you want to share that we didn't cover or didn't, you know, no one else covered it, feel free to, you know, leave a comment with your travel tips. Even just like if you have a specific travel setup, maybe you have the packing part down. It's just a matter of what's your favorite things to take with you. Let us know as well. We'd love to hear from you guys, whether in the YouTube comments, or you can always email latherhog@gmail.com, and I can always share that in a future episode.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Should we have talked about Halloween stuff?
I mean, will it be out before then? We can't still. We could make this like, you know, we could go a little bit. Have you done any Halloween related like stuff?
Shave stuff, or you mean just stuff?
In general.
Yeah.
Because I think I told you guys last week. Did I tell you guys last week? Last week, locally, I went to Knott's Scary Farm.
You messaged me, but yes.
We have Knott's Berry Farm here in Southern California, but during Halloween season, they do have Knott's Scary Farm at night, where they have a few mazes / walkthroughs, and they have scare zones and stuff like that. And yeah, went last week. It was really good. It was super fun. Disneyland has the Oogie Boogie Bash, which is an extra ticket, which is like, I don't know how much it costs. I think it's over $100, but it's like a little like night party and stuff like that. Mm. But Knott's Scary Farm essentially made fun of that. They're just like, you know, like, we don't care, but like, we're not gonna spend $100 just to like suck this, you know, like, you know, suck more money out of you and stuff like that. But yeah. Do you guys have costumes yet for yourself, the kids, anything?
Yeah, so Taryn, my wife, likes to make the costumes, and she very crafty. It does a knockout job. We've been trying to the last few years do like a family themed one. Like years ago when the kids were like, you know, like toddlers, we did Pokemon, where I think I was Ash, she was a Pokeball, she made like a Pokeball dress, which is awesome. Jacob, my oldest, was Pikachu, and then Callie, my daughter, was Squirtle, and it's like an adorable Squirtle. I'll add a picture in post production because
there we go.
Did such a great job. This year, we got a Ninja Turtle theme.
Oh, nice!
So
nice.
Jacob will be one. He's going to be Michelangelo, the turtle. Callie wanted to be a slice of pizza because that's what the turtles like to eat. She always has really random choices, but everyone was on board. It's thematic. It's fine. So the first half of the pizza was assembled from a giant cardboard box, and it looks really good.
It's hilarious.
Taryn bought like a yellow jacket for the adults. It'll be kind of pretty simple, but she got a yellow jacket to be April O'Neil. I requested to be Krang's android body. With Krang in the middle.
Oh, you're gonna be Krang.
So fans of the 80s, '90s, the original Ninja Turtle cartoon.
Is there anyone that's like 8'7" in the shaving community that has like that Patrick the Patrick the Starfish type of like body? Like,
yeah. He's like Patrick.
He doesn't even walk. Because
the head shape is like comical.
He walks like. Walks like he has a stick up his ass. He's just like, bah, bah.
So just on height, not so much of the build. I know Matt from Razor, Matt Pistarczyk was on the show before.
Oh, yeah, he is 6'8".
Yeah, from Razor Emporium. Super tall guy, but he's not like... Yeah. Oh, you've been in person, that's right.
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah, so like, I'm just confirmed, like, tall dude. But but not built like
Krang. Excellent Krang. He would make an excellent Krang.
Excellent Krang.
I think he would.
The Krang voice. Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, should I have done Shredder? I mean, he's like an Asian character too, but I don't know. With the glasses, I feel like I really, you know, you are a regular glass wearer too. Like the costumes can be kind of dicey with the glasses.
You'll be fine. No, yeah. We got our costumes in. We are not that talented as far as the, you know, making costumes from scratch, but we decided like because you know Barbie was so big.
Oh yeah.
No, we are not Ken and Barbie. Okay, my wife is pregnant, and so we are going to be Midge and Alan.
That's awesome.
But Midge is the one pregnant Barbie that did not sell anything. And Alan is her husband. I don't even know. Is he like...
just a friend played by Michael Cera?
Exactly. Casting. I guess in the Barbie lore, that is the husband of Midge.
I didn't know that. I didn't know there were...
Yeah, they were a thing.
A couple.
She wasn't just, you know, knocked up and... You know, like who did daddy? Like, just, you know.
Oh, that's
not
that's
Ryan great. Gosling. So, yeah. So, yeah. And then our son Julian is actually going to be Mini Ken. We have a shirt that says, I am Kenuff. So he's going to.
Okay.
He has like the little surfer outfit and stuff like that. So
nice.
Yeah, that's what's going to be going on.
I look forward to seeing pictures of that.
It's going to be horrendous. It's going to be absolutely horrendous. It's going to be a mess. It's going to be great.
Well, listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to the episode today. We really, really appreciate your time. I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Gerard and myself. If you're listening to this and Halloween hasn't happened yet, have a happy and safe Halloween. Let us know if you have a wet shaving themed costume, because I don't think that's a thing, but why not? You can be the person to make it happen, right, Gerard? No.
I just thought of something so stupid.
Okay, I want to hear it. I know we're at the end here, but I still want to hear it.
I should buy, if there's a costume of Taipei 101, and then just make a head that's like a razor and then just go around as the Osprey.
brought to you by Blackland Razors.
Shane, let's make it happen, dude.
Oh, Shane would love that. He has they have the giant, I forget, must be a blackbird, giant blackbird prop, and you would be the giant osprey prop, although you'd have to then make appearances possibly.
I am literally trying to look around. Oh no, I don't see anything on Google.
You might have to, that's like one that you can do with like cardboard and stuff. I think you could do it.
You could, but.
But do you?
I don't have the time for it right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough. But like I said, if you have wet shaving related costumes or costume ideas, maybe we can help make it happen. You never know. Anyway, I think this episode is running away from us. So guys, Gerard, thank you. Gerard, it's been a pleasure. As always, thank you so much for your time tonight.
Likewise. Thanks for having me on.
And listeners, thank you so much for putting up with our silliness. We hope you had a good time, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Take care now.
Peace.